is one of the attractions here. I mean, I know you didn't make the playoffs. I think you didn't even have a winning season when you were in Oakland for 10 years. So at this point in your career, it's got to be important to you?
Yeah, but, you know, I got to make the team first. You know, Bill, he don't guarantee nobody nothing. So I got to get on the team before I start thinking about that.
You really look at it like that?
Yeah. You see how many people they get rid of around here? So make the team first, then think about all that.
Is that surprising to you to see people moved in like out like that at this time of the year?
It seemed to be working for them, so why would he change? So, you know, man, I just keep my head down, learn the playbook, and just try to stay out of everybody's way.
What kind of relationship do you have with Vince so far?
I love Vince, man. I mean, he's easy to play with. He's easy to play with. He make my job much easier. He make most of the line calls. So, you know, it's easy to play with somebody who got experience and they can really, really play. So, it's love right now.
What's his reputation like around the league?
Who?
Vince. What especially other defensive linemen? What do other defensive linemen think about him and what he brings to the field?
He lunch pail to me. I mean, he reliable, consistent. You know what I'm saying? You know he's going to be out there every Sunday. He's going to give you everything he got. And as a D-tackle, that's all you can have. I mean, we're in there in the trenches all day. You know, you get beat up a lot, but he give out his share, too. So,
Richard Seymour talked to you much about New England, and if so, what did he have to say?
Business. It's a business. That's all he says. It's a business.
A lot of new guys on this defense this year.
Mm-hmm.
You're one of them. What's that dynamic like right now? Are you guys more focused on just trying to learn your own roles or developing that bond as a
team? Yeah, I mean, me personally, I'm just trying to learn the playbook and get all my plays down so I don't have to think, you know what I'm saying, a lot. So, you know, me, I just hit my playbook every night, make sure I'm on my P's and Q's, and I don't worry about nobody else. I got to handle mine.
I mean, you basically been out there every game for the last 5 years and six of the last seven. You maybe just talk about
Tommy Kelly,
that part of your game, and just win.
I mean, it's big when you play D tackle. You got to be, you know, reliable. You know what I'm saying? Because it's a rough. It's physically draining and mentally draining the position. So when you got a guy that you know you can depend on, and that's why I really pride myself on just being dependable. And I'm gonna give my teammates all I got. So, you know, if you got there somebody you can rely on, it make your job much easier.
How difficult was that? Maybe sometimes to say you're like 3-12 and to suck it up for that last game.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, your film is your resume. So, you know, I don't care what's going on with the record. You got to handle your business personally, or you won't have a job in this league. You know what I'm saying? NFL stand for not for long. So if you ain't handling your business, they'll get rid of you real quick.
Is there any sense of this kind of being a breath of fresh air coming here for you? I know things get a little stagnant in one place.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, it can be like that. But sometimes change is good. You know what I'm saying? And I was ready for the change, so I'm happy. I'm very happy.
The way you feel about making the roster and the pressure for that, when was the last time you felt that way in your career?
My rookie year, coming in undrafted. You know, that's how I feel right now, coming in undrafted, free agent, you know. You know, ain't nothing guaranteed to you. You know, you're the bottom of the totem pole. You can easily be replaced, so that's how I feel.
Do you feel you're better suited to any type of defense, be it a 4-3 or a 3-4?
I can play, so I ain't really worried about it. I ain't no... I think I can fit in any defense, personally. So, I mean, it don't matter to me. Just tell me what I got to do, and I'm gonna try to pretty much get it done.
You said you feel like, you know, not for long, and you came in to the league as an underdog. How have you lasted so long? This is, what, your 10th season? Or?
Yeah, play hard. You know, because it don't matter what the record is. Like I always say, your tape is your resume. And I wouldn't have been in this league 10 years undrafted free agent if I ain't play hard. And, you know, my teammates, Vince, see that. You know, anybody I play with in Oakland know that. So, you know, I'm going to play hard, give it all I got, and lead. You know, I think I'll be all right.
Were you surprised when the Patriots called?
No. Nah. I mean, I knew I could play. So I really wasn't worried about it. You know what I'm saying? I just prayed about it, you know. Told my wife that, you know, it's time for us to go. And I just let it happen.
I didn't make too much into numbers, but your sacks total took a big dip last year. Mm-hmm. So you kind of, did you feel like you were still getting the pressure on the quarterback? It just didn't show up the number-wise, or?
Me personally, man, look, whatever happened last year, it happened. I'm kind of, you know, moving on from that. You know, I ain't really tripping on it. I know I'm going to bounce back, so I ain't really worried about it.
You were a captain, I think, last year at least.
Mm-hmm.
Can you maybe just talk about that with the leadership you feel like maybe you can bring to a team?
Pretty much here, the leader's already set, you know, with Big Vince and Tom. So, you know, I just fall in, you know, do my job and, you know, and don't be a distraction.
You don't watch the film of Vince, and, you know, there's so much made of how athletic he is for such a big guy.
Yeah, he's a real good athlete for his side, real good athlete.
Is there any play that you remember seeing him make that you were just like, how does...
His interceptions. And he always had real nice returns where, you know, usually we see a big guy pick the ball off, we get 5 yards and get down, but he tried to do something with it. So when you see something...
He tried to stiff arm up
Yeah, he didn't stiff arm a couple people. So anytime you see somebody that big and athletic, you know they can play. And, you know, he got a lot of dog in him, so, you know, you love that.
You find some people don't think
big men can be great athletes.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, I played basketball in high school, so I ain't tripping about it. I know I can play.